Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here at King's in downtown Raleigh. I'm here with King Khan.
Hello, I'm very happy to be here.
So, King Khan, I wanted to ask you, who is in the Shrines?
The Shrines is nine people on the road. It's myself, guitar player, Mr. Speedfinger. There's this trumpet player, Simon Woyan. There's Ron Streeter, who turned 70 just recently. He's the only American in the band, and he used to play with Curtis Mayfield and Al Jarreau and Stevie Wonder and stuff, touring with them. And Mirko Wenzel, John Boydonis, is our drummer. Big Baby Jeans is our bass player. The horn players that are Ben Ra, saxophone, and Big Fred Rollercoaster is the baritone sax player.
You said that there's only one American in the band. Where is the band based out of? Is it everywhere?
It's funny. I mean, we have, most of them are German. I live in Berlin. Two other members live in Berlin. Some live in a city called Kassel, Germany, and we got two in France and one in Cologne. So yeah, we're really just kind of spread out around Europe. So we don't really get to practice all that much, except when we hit the road. Jack.
I understand that you're really into voodoo ceremonies. Did you have an epiphany during one?
No, I had an erection during one. But an epiphany is an erection in some voodoo ceremonies. So that's how you know it's successful.
And I also wanted to ask you about, I understand that you were at one point contemplating a collaboration with GZA from Wu-Tang Clan.
I thought you said constipating it, but it actually has been constipated. I played I play guitar for two live concerts with GZA, and we had a lot of fun. I got a Wu name. My Wu name is Lord Khan. But unfortunately, I don't know. I mean, the rap game and what I do is really, it's two different worlds, you know? And I admire, you know, the Wu-Tang very much, and I was really happy to even have some kind of strange, you know, brush with them, you know. But if they do call me up tomorrow, though, I'd be ready to jump back on the wagon. On the Wu wagon.
And I also wanted to ask you about Lou Reed. I understand that you had a peculiar incident with Lou Reed. Could you tell me about that?
Actually, Lou was a big fan of the music that I do, both the Shrines and King Kind of Barbecue Show. And he invited me and Mark Sultan to go play at the Sydney Opera House. And when we went there, it was a part of a festival that he was curating. And so we got to hang out quite a lot. I got to share a seafood hot pot with him and Kim Cattrall. So that was kind of cool. We're, you know, sitting in a Chinese restaurant with them. And I got to do Tai Chi with him and his Tai Chi master, Master Ren, who flew in from New York and did all these sessions with people in at the Sydney Opera House. And we got to hang out quite a bit. I got invited to a bunch of rehearsals. And since then, actually, I became really close friends with Hal Wilner, his producer. And we got to have a lot of fun, and he's greatly missed. I've always had a lot of fun with him. He was never like the curmudgeon that people say he was to me. So, if you get respect for someone like that, you know, it's kind of like the circle remains unbroken, you know, because like when I grew up, the first thing I shoplifted and got arrested for was a Velvet Underground CD.
Oh, that's awesome.
I feel embarrassed just to say CD.
Well, is it true that you flicked his nose and he was a little thrown off by that?
Yes. You know what? When I get really comfortable in situations, I could turn into like a 12-year-old child. When we were hanging out, he did a song. I was sitting right next to him in this rehearsal. There was like three people in the room. And then I'd never heard the song before. I think it's called The Vanishing Act. And I looked over and I was like, hey, Lou, that's one of the most beautiful songs I ever heard, you know? And I'm like, but you have something on your sweater. And he looked down and I flicked his nose. And then he turned into like almost like a giant ancient turtle. And he was like, please don't ever do that again. So, and then I was, it then hit me like 10 seconds later that I flicked his nose, and then I kind of took a step back and was hanging out with Laurie Anderson, his wife, and then I was like, Laurie, I think that Lou's like mad at me or something or pissed off. And then she was like, what, for that nose thing? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, she was like, all the best uncles do that. So my sins were totally washed away.
That's great. I also wanted to ask you about film soundtracks. I understand you've done a lot of recent work with, is it a film about the Black Power movement?
Yes. I just did the soundtrack for a film called The Invaders by Pritchard Thomas Smith. And it's about a Black Power group from Memphis that actually was the first Black Power group that Martin Luther King wanted to incorporate into the Poor People's Campaign. So the story has been untold since then. And so it's really beautiful to be a part of a civil rights movie that isn't actually like every other civil rights movie. It's like this is kind of really showing a fresh new look at what was going on there. And, you know, I think it's amazing and very important to realize that the civil rights movement, or like the Black Panthers and the Invaders, you know, they were the ones who set up like, you know, the first breakfast programs and all these kind of things to help poor people and help like kids, you know, grow up. So there's a lot to be learned from the civil rights movement, and especially now because nothing apparently has changed.
I wanted to ask you about did you record the Black Lips album Let It Bloom in your living room?
I did, and it was when I just moved to Berlin. And the funny thing was that they were staying there in my apartment for a month. And I remember Cole's mother calling me and thanking me for taking care of his son. Her son. And then that was when, you know, we none of us were making a lot of money, so it was the hungry days. And actually, I guess you can hear it on the recording too, that everyone was hungry, although they ate a lot of donors, $1 donors or €1 donors. That was a really beautiful time. My kids were like 5 and 3 at the time. And I have two daughters, and I would take them to the park, and I would take the Black Lips to the park with them, and I would just watch them all play. And it's a beautiful sight to see, or to have, like, you know, six children to take around.
I think you do a documentary, like, you've seen those classic albums documentaries?
It would be very short because I mean I had a 4-track,
so right.
That didn't have anything, but it was like 4-track to tape. There was no compressors, no crazy mastering, nothing. It was just literally like blop 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 blop.
Do you remember how long it took to record that one?
I think they stayed for a month. I think we probably did it in like a week. Yeah, I like doing recording. I mean the Black Jasper's recordings too. We're always done very, like, in 2 or 3 days, a whole album.
Your band, the Tandoori Knights, you do that band with Bloodshot Bill. I was curious if there was any future plans for the Tandoori Knights.
It's funny, we've just been talking about doing a new album. And, I mean, as you can imagine, you know, Bloodshot Bill's very busy all the time touring, and as am I, you know. So trying to find, you know, the right time to both meet up and do that is always kind of tricky. But I think next summer I'll probably spend some more time in Montreal, so I'll be able to do it. I mean, it's great with Bloodshot Bill. I've known him since we were like 14 years old, you know, and it's whenever we meet, you know, his mom was living right near the same suburbs where my parents were from, and that's where I saw the restaurant Tandoori Knights, and then that. We call ourselves after that restaurant.
I love the song about the American Bandstand show.
Yes. Fuck Dick Clark.
And so I wanted to ask you, what are the future plans for King Cod and the Shrines?
It's same as it always is. You know, I don't stop writing and recording. I mean, you know, it gets harder and harder to actually get together and rehearse and stuff, but I mean, that's just life, you know. It's actually really beautiful right now. The band is going through like a baby boom. I started having kids, you know, like 15 years ago, but now there's about 4 or 5 members who've just had like newborn kids in the past 2 or 3 years. So the family is growing, and you know, but just actually tending to the garden is getting a little bit harder. But you know, what good is the garden if it's just always trimmed? You know, like you wanna. I'd rather live in a garden that's just like Walt Whitman style. You know, leaves everywhere, fruits everywhere, kids playing all over the place, and then you know, once in a while you harvest and you bake some pies.
Well, lastly, I wanted to ask you about the song I Took My Lady to Dinner. Is there a story behind that song?
It's funny because a lot of people have come up to me about that and like been like, that's my song, man. You know, like, my girlfriend's huge. And it's funny, I love a lot of humor in music, obviously, but I never thought about this, but like, you know, my costumes in the past few years, you know, I'm exposing a lot of my belly, you know, and I've started to get a lot of comments from, like, you know, people who are oversized and, like, how they were really amazed at how, you know, how shameless I was and about exposing my belly. And so it becomes, like, a social thing that people, you know, it gives people a bit more confidence in the way they look. And, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that I'm a belly martyr, or not yet, at least, but I don't know. I like the fact that people feel better about their appearances because of my music.
You could do Playgirl or any kind of spread like that.
I don't know if I do Playgirl, but I would love to do some science fiction pornography, maybe.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Japanese tentacle porn. That's where the money is.
Thanks, man, and we look forward to seeing your show tonight.
Cool. Thank you, and toot toot-a-loot-toot.
Do.